I'm at a wedding in New Hampshire. I can't begin to tell you how spectacular it is. The sun is going down. There is a huge, beautiful house. There's a massive tent, people milling around and bathing in the sunlight, drinking great ale, eating great food, and I've just enjoyed a beautiful ceremony. You never know who you are going to meet at these places. I've just done my best man speech, and I mentioned a great writer. Well, I can't even explain what else he did, but the man standing next to me might be able to. Who are you?
My name is Will Canteris, and in the 1980s, I worked for Senator Gary Hart on his presidential trail. Christian mentioned Hunter S. Thompson, who has always been one of my idols, and I came up to Christian after to mention to him that I actually met Hunter Thompson and spent a couple of days on the campaign trail with him.
Go on. Is it as he wrote, or was that pure fiction?
Totally as he wrote. No fiction in his life. Even the things that he made up were not really fiction.
Sounds like he would have said that, yeah.
No, he was very much the image that we all have of him. Brilliant, insightful, crazy, often under the influence of various substance, including the morning that I met him. And the day had just started. It was 6 a.m., and he was already sweating profusely and jittering about the firefight in the William Penn Hotel, which I don't think even allows handguns in it, so I'm not sure what he heard. But he claims that he heard it muffled through the towels that he had put along the door and the windows of his room so he could leave his shower on as hot as possible to create a steam room to sleep in for the night.
Why would you want to sleep in steam?
I think it helps get certain things out of your system and makes... He had limited hair, if you may remember, and it probably made his hair look better.
So how did he manage to function and do a job, do you think?
You know, that's a good question. He had to have had an amazing brain to be able to do that, because he would be in various states of awareness, but it seems like his reporting and the things that he was picking up, he could be on a campaign trail for 20 minutes and understand the entire dynamics of that campaign.
How did you feel when you heard of his death?
Saddened, and it forced me to bring some books off the shelf and reread a lot of his early works, and it brought back the memories of him going to the flea market in Philadelphia and buying jumper cables for Senator Hart, telling him he was trying to bribe people for his campaign.
Oh. So what about how he went? What do you think? I mean, he was depressed. He said he was ready to go.
Well, I guess in his brilliance, he also had obviously some demons, and the demons usually win in the end.
He was a guy that just kind of made up his own rules and, you know, wanted to be ultimately free, I guess. And is that not maybe the ultimate freedom, taking that decision to take your own life?
I think it was his decision, and it should be an option for many people. And it's, you know, his impact is still here. It was in your speech today. It was in the groom's life. It changed, Hunter Thompson changed our groom's life today. So
very, very, I mean, it's just wonderful. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Yeah,
and so very pleased.
Love your speech, and let's find some bourbon and get this party
started. Do you know what? I just so happen to have a bottle knocking around out the back.